Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on May 24th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a really beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose, that's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
Wonderful. What a great few days of weather we've had. It's been hopping at the farmers markets.
It was beautiful this weekend. It was such a swing. Saturday was so hot. I mean, like really hot. And then Sunday, it cooled down. It almost felt like 20 degrees or something, but it was gorgeous weather.
Right. Now, Jackie, you know, there's been a lot of controversy about what things people publish on social media, and you published this thing on your Facebook, and it was just like screaming. What's going on?
Did you see that?
I did.
Well, I had an incredible experience this weekend on Saturday. You know, Torrance, the city of Torrance, has this huge 3-day Armed Forces Day celebration every year. You know, they had the big parade. The longest running in the nation. I don't know about the largest. It probably is, but it is the longest running. 58, 59, 60 years, something like that. And it's a 3-day extravaganza. And one part of it is over at Torrance Airport, they do what's called a Warbird Ramp Review. And basically, they bring in all of these fighter planes and jets from, you know, over the years, over the different wars and stuff. And they all fly into Torrance Airport. And anybody that was in the South Bay this weekend had to see or hear them flying around because they were all, you know, coming in and you know, taking off and landing. Really, really cool collection of planes. And, you know, they bring them in, they line them up on the tarmac. And the Western Museum of Flight, who hosts them, they get, you know, after all the flying is done in the morning, they do some flights, and some of the planes actually fly over the parade on Saturday. And when all the flying is done, then, you know, the people that are there at the museum, they can go and they can get up close and personal with these planes. You know, some of them, you know, they'll let you take pictures. You can walk around them. Some of them might let you look in the cockpit, whatever. So anyway, One of the things that they offer on that Saturday morning is a Warbird flight experience, and so they actually You know, they've invited me to do this over the years, and they just haven't been able to fit it into the schedule. But they invited me to come out and take a flight on Saturday. And I got out there. Do you remember years ago we had the museum director Cindy Maka on the show and pilot Chris LaFay?
Right.
Do you remember maybe
yes.
3 or 4 years ago we had them as guests? And so Chris was going to be my pilot. And so I met them out there, and it was a two-seater plane. The T-6 Texan is the what was at the time, World War II, the plane of choice to train fighter pilots. So there's two cockpits. And,
right.
and so I was in the rear cockpit, and it has all the controls there. You know, that's how the pilots,
yeah.
you know, they learn to fly. It has all the controls there, the throttles and the rudders and everything. So basically, you know, I had to be helped into the cockpit. And once I got in, they strapped me into the parachute. All right. A lot of buckles and straps. They strapped me in the parachute, and I'm looking at the guy helping me. And then he says, okay, so you're all buckled in. Now, if you have to eject, you know, and I looked at him, I was like, what? so he says, yeah, you know, if you need to eject, you do this, and then you unclip this, and then you can eject from the plane. And he's like, and this is where you pull the parachute cord. And I'm just like, you know, when I said okay to this flight, I didn't think about having to eject from the plane.
No.
But as we know, Chris LaFave is an extremely experienced pilot, and so I just put that right out of my head. You know, I knew I was in there, I was safe, and I just put it out of my head. And we took off from Torrance Airport. It was amazing. We flew as far as Huntington Beach. On the way there, we buzzed a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, the Queen Mary. We saw a large pot of dolphins that we flew over. Mm-hmm. Some oil rigs. It was an amazing experience. And then, you know, I think we had turned around and were on our way back. And he said to me, do you want to do a roll maneuver? And I said, well, you know, what does it entail? And he explained it to me. You know, we're talking over headsets, right? And
yeah.
and he explained it to me. And I thought, you know, within 5 seconds, I made the decision because I thought, when am I ever going to get another chance to do this? So I said, yes,
yeah.
let's do it. And I was waiting, and he gave me the heads up. And first your stomach goes up into your throat. Okay, that's the first part of it. The stomach comes up, and then I guess G forces hit you, so you're being
mm-hmm.
pushed back. And you know, mm-hmm. next thing you know, the sky is below you, the sea is above you. It was crazy, and because I didn't know what to expect, so I was just holding on. And that first video you saw was. You just see kind of the plane because I'm not aiming the cell phone video, you know.
Right.
All you can do is hear me screaming.
Right.
And then it was such an experience. And then I'm looking at my cell phone. I'm like, okay, you want to do it again? And he's like, really? I said, yeah. And this time I actually held the phone on me so you could see the maneuver and you could see my reaction. So, and yes. Afterwards, I was a little queasy. I wasn't going to get sick. I was just a little queasy. Mm-hmm. But it was, I think, a once in a lifetime experience. At least for me.
Wow.
You know? So
wow.
that was something. And listen, you know, I've had several comments
yeah.
on Facebook. People are like, oh my God, that's so cool. I want to do it. I wish I could do it. And you can do it. You can do it a couple of times a year. Different groups, the Collings Foundation comes in, not every year, maybe every year,
right.
other year, the commemorative Air Force comes by, they bring their planes, and for a fee, you can go and do this. And it's, as I said, it's an incredible experience. So, contact the Western Museum of Flight, contact Cindy Maka, and she can tell you, you know, when they'll be doing this again.
That's fantastic. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it was exciting.
Well, I didn't do anything nearly that exciting this past weekend. So I guess we should talk, Jackie, about being creative, being, you know, the modern landscape, Jackie. And we've talked a lot about media. We've talked a lot about social media. We've done a couple of big Facebook Live events, which both you and I would like to do more of recently, including the King Harbor Yacht Club extravaganza during Christmas.
Holiday,
that was
really
a lot of fun.
The Holiday Boat Parade, yeah.
The Holiday Boat Parade, that was awesome. Doing that on Facebook Live was really amazing and just kind of, you know, cements in my mind how, you know, varied and creative you can be with social media. But there's a different aspect to creative and print and digital and television. And we have some experts to talk about that, Jackie. Who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Peggy and Brian Dean from Dean Creative Marketing Communications. Dean Creative is a small branding and marketing communications agency located right here in Redondo Beach. The company delivers a range of creative services, from writing and design to websites and video. The owners have extensive brand building experience. Brian is a veteran creative director who has worked for many top ad agencies, and Peggy is an experienced writer and editor with proven track record of creating smart and effective communications. Now, along with their talented creative partners, Dean Creative can help businesses revitalize their brand, streamline communications, and grow your business. Their industry experience spans healthcare, high-tech, financial, e-commerce, startups, and consumer products, as well as entertainment and the arts. So, Joe, this morning we're going to learn a little bit about Dean Creative and the services they offer and how your business can benefit from their top-notch creative services. So, Peggy, Brian, welcome to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you for joining us today. It's always amazing when Jackie and I find a new business. For me, Dean Creative is a new experience. Your website tells the story about how what some of the amazing projects that you guys have been involved with. But so we'll get to that. But let's step back for a moment. How did you both come to the agency? I don't know if you call it agency or creative media. How did you come to that business?
Well, I personally had worked for a lot of large ad agencies early on in my career for the first 10 years. It was a wild adventure. It was stressful, exciting, thrilling, and you learn a lot in a short amount of time. I worked on some national accounts, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, a lot of national tire brands, you know, just really fun stuff. And as a young creative person, I got to produce national TV commercials. One aired during the Super Bowl. Another one aired during the Blue-Gray All-Star Game. It was a Kelly Tires TV spot. That had a 5 million people in the audience. So it was very exciting when you're in your mid late 20s to be able to do that kind of work. After about 10 years, you know, I just got this kind of itchy, restless feeling. Like I wanted to. I was always been an entrepreneur at heart, so I really kind of wanted to strike out on my own. And I just saw some of my friends going freelance and, you know, earning more money and working less hours. I mean, agency life, let's face it, ad agencies make you work 60, 70 hours a week routinely. All of a sudden on a Thursday afternoon, there's a pitch this weekend. We have to pitch, you know, Procter & Gamble, a piece of business, and you're staying all weekend. So it's really hard to plan your life. So that kind of entrepreneurial bug made me strike out on my own, and I kind of put together some of my most favorite freelancers from my career, advertising professionals who were going freelance. And all of a sudden we became virtual teams where we'd work together to pitch business, to create branding campaigns, and it really felt great and was a lot of fun. And it just kind of grew from there.
And when did Peggy enter the picture? And how long have you been working in creative as well, Peggy?
Okay, so I started, gosh, probably about 2007. I have a funny way of coming into advertising and marketing. I was an events planner in Washington, D.C. So like Jackie, we're both from the East Coast. We're both originally from Pennsylvania, but we met in Washington, D.C. But I was also going to graduate school for a master's in English literature and writing, so more the academic side of writing. But I was always a creative writer. And then, but I wasn't sure I really wanted to go the professor route. And I met Brian at the Smithsonian Young Benefactors holiday party. And it was actually in the Smithsonian Castle, so not many people can say they met their future spouse and business partner in a castle, but we did. So it was just kind of interesting. We met and really hit it off, and he just started talking about, you know, he'd already been, had Dean Creative going for about 7 years at that point. This was 2007. And he mentioned, you know, copywriting, you know, advertising writing is like poetry and business. And that really intrigued me. So, you know, we got to know each other a little better, and I started taking some advertising courses in advertising, writing, marketing courses, and doing some freelance for him. And then I got a job for a few years as the marketing manager of the Shakespeare Theater Company. So I kind of combined my two passions of, like, literature and the arts and marketing. But I was still doing some projects for Brian. But then in 2011, we got engaged, and his workload kind of was just really piling up. He was just getting big new clients. So I just decided to stop working at the theater and working full-time with him. So ever since 2011, we've been working together full-time.
I want to know
how you went from Washington, D.C. to L.A.
Oh, Brian, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, it was just serendipitous. I mean, I had been in the D.C. market 12 years, and I found myself working on the same kinds of projects over and over again. And, you know, just that restless kind of gypsy spirit I have, and Peggy shares it too. We just wanted the next adventure, and we just happened to come visit some friends out here in the West Coast for vacation, kind of just fell in love with the weather, the hiking, great wine country is really close by. You know, so there's just so much here to do that we love, and the arts and culture is really big here too in L.A. And we just put the bug in our brains to just, why don't we just pack it up and move up to the West Coast and see what happens, and maybe we'll try and find some new clients out here. We'll expand the business a little bit. It took a couple of years for us to pull the trigger, because we had been so busy leading up to 2011. But there you have it. We just decided to do it, and you know, everybody thought we were a little crazy, just packing up. Your business is going really well. Why are you gonna quit and leave town? I don't know. I just looked at it like it just was another chapter in a new adventure.
That's interesting, because you're newly engaged, married, starting a new life. You have a base of operations and friends and clients in Washington, D.C., and then you decide to move to California. It's like starting all over again. It's a leap of faith.
It really was. We didn't, other than, you know, one or two very, very distant friends of friends, we really didn't know anyone here. So at the time, I had a solid, you know, stable of business to keep us busy. And I explained it to our clients like that, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're still going to be just as dedicated. And if you look at Peggy and I, sometimes we're working at 11 p.m., midnight, 1. There's an annual report I work on every year, where sometimes I'm up till 4 or 5 in the morning working for my client on the East Coast. By the time I'm done working and submitting the work, she's getting in her office and receiving the work. And she says good morning, and I say good night.
We were just very lucky, though, with our DC clients. We explained everything to them, and they were all okay with it. We only rarely saw them once in a while anyway. Everything we do is very virtual. So they were okay with them. We said, anytime you need us to see us face-to-face, we'll hop on a plane, you know, we'll be there. So it's really worked out. I mean, that was in late 2011, and we still have our main clients from there. So it's great. And then we have new ones out here. So it's a nice little mix.
Right, right. This is, what a wonderful time this is in terms of the advertising industry, marketing. There's so many different tools available to the creative agencies out there. And I have to say, some of the advertising on television is really, really, it rises to the level of art. And I have to, you know, point out, you know, some of the big guys like Apple, they have some amazing creative commercials, but of course they're focused on, they're not really selling a product as much as they're branding the iPhone as a great tool for taking pictures or something. So they're free to be just as creative as they want to be. And then at the end you see an Apple, right? Because it's all about, this couldn't have happened without an iPhone. But I know you guys feel that. There's something in the air, Peggy, that, you know, we are seeing very free, very sort of creative content. You know, largely the ones that we share with everyone are the television commercials. And, of course, I'm watching a lot of TV now because it's the NBA playoffs.
cool.
So, you know, I'm seeing a lot of great ads. But why do you think that is, Peggy? Why do you think that now is such a creative time in the advertising industry? Is there anything you can point to as a professional that sort of says, oh, that's because of this?
I just think there's so much competition to get our attention nowadays. Think about it. I mean, we're hit with, I forget how many messages a day through all our different forms of media that you just
About 5,000 to
capture attention. And yeah, 5,000 to really resonate with someone, you need to really set the bar really high. But you can't really just be creative for creative's sake either. And that's the key, you know, with the ones that are the most memorable. You have to be rooted in that strategy and branding. And that's kind of the perfect blend and what comes up usually with the perfect ad and the most effective ad, because an ad can be fun or silly or cute, but if you don't remember what the product or service is or who the brand is, then it didn't really do its job, you know. So that's what I guess that's probably where the creativity has come from. And also just, again, like you were saying earlier, there's so many different ways to, I guess, you know, create an ad. You can do it Facebook Live. You could do it an online YouTube video that will go viral. You could do a traditional commercial, radio, you know, print, banner ads. You know, there's kind of, it just, yeah, there's just seems to be every year there's just new ways to. So I think you just got to keep the game stepped up with the creativity.
You know, Peggy, that's so funny. You mentioned those ads that you see that stayed with you and you remember the product. This is so funny. Last night, I went to a city council meeting last night. I didn't get home till about 9 o'clock, and you know, those city council meetings really wipe you out. So I got home and got comfortable, and I poured myself a glass of wine. I turned on the TV and I saw a commercial that from the moment it started grabbed my attention, and I'm looking at it, and about 4 seconds into it, I said to my husband, what on earth is this an ad for? And it showed, people's butt cracks. It showed, like, it was men, women, young, old, and their pants rode down enough so you could see their butt crack. And I was like, what on earth is this? And they showed about 20 butt cracks, all right? At the end, one of the people turn around, and the voiceover says, there's a little plumber in all of us. And they were holding a bottle of you know, the liquid plumber. And I thought, oh my God, that is great. I will never forget that as long as I live. Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you're
very
talking
daring.
About?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what
yeah.
I'm talking
and,
about.
I have a feeling that ad started out as like a web video or something for to be shared, and all of a sudden somebody got the cojones to make it into a TV spot and air it. We'll see what the FCC has to say about it. But
it was shocking. It was shocking. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that you see a lot of stuff on TV these days that you wouldn't have seen 20 years ago, whatever. But this was just shocking. I mean, you know, the Victoria's Secret ads don't shock me anymore. You know, but this
right.
was shocking because I've never seen a butt crack. I guess, you know, on regular TV commercials. So yeah,
and not so many, all in sequence. Yeah.
It was very shocking. But you know something, Brian, now that you mention it, Brian, what you just said about it starting out as a web ad, because the stuff that you get on the web, a lot of it doesn't make it to TV, but they're so good.
Yeah.
Right.
Some ads are just specifically produced just for YouTube and you know, Facebook marketing, and the lines are really blurred between, was that a TV spot on the television or was that a TV web video? Some people just call it, hey, did you see that new TV spot? Well, it actually was on the web, and I think you can get away with a lot more on that media than you can with the heavily regulated, you know, FCC driven television and broadcasting standards, if you will. Not that I mind butt cracks at all. Hey, bring them.
bring them.
Hey, but I do,
Brian,
think the technology.
Go ahead. Well, I'm sorry. I just wanted you to highlight and to expand on this concept. There's technology, but you mentioned the cojones. You mentioned the. There's a new kind of daring. There's a new kind of willingness to push the envelope today. Can you talk about that?
Right. I think with the development of technology that we've seen, just even in the last, you know, obviously the last couple of decades, but even in the last 3 to 5 years, there are a lot more apps, a lot more platforms that people are launching and bringing to market. And there's this sort of this wild, wild west kind of environment now where a lot of these technologies are changing people's lives, how they do business. I mean, just for instance, Zoom, you know, which is sort of like FaceTime on steroids, right? You know, we've been using Zoom over the last year, and it really does eliminate the whole need for jumping on the freeway for an hour and going to meet with somebody. I mean, sure, nothing will ever replace the human contact and meeting face to face, but in between, you know, if you need a couple of meetings for, you know, to quick touch base, and it's very personal. I think that is sort of changing our lives. So with all these products and platforms out there that are kind of revolutionizing the way we do things, I think there's that pioneering spirit of the wild, wild west that people are willing to take a little bit more chances than they were 20 years ago. I've had a number of things over my career just squashed by whether it be agency executives or clients, just because they thought it was just a little too pushing the envelope. And that's the hallmark of any great creative person, especially in the agency world. You have to push the envelope. You have to take some risks. You have to try to do something that hasn't been done, like the butt cracks.
Right.
And I think lately, just in the last 5 years, people are willing to roll the dice a little bit more and take a risk because, like Peggy said earlier, it's just so oversaturated and crowded. We're bombarded with 5,000 or more messages a day. It's even the push notifications you get on your phone, even, you know, emails. I mean, my gosh, it takes me 20 minutes to weed out my inbox every morning.
Right.
Delete, you know. So
right.
I think you have to, your message has to be crisp and clear. You have to take some chances. You have to be on target and connect with your audience. That's one of the biggest problems, I think, in communications today, that the messaging is not connecting and resonating with people.
You know, Brian, what you just mentioned, this is so interesting to me because various TV shows over the years, you'll see There have been a couple of shows about, like, not maybe not about advertising, but some of the characters work in advertising.
Right.
I know Mad Men was one of the big ones, but there was another one back in the 90s that had a couple of the main characters that that were in the advertising world, and they show them working so hard, and they come up with these great ideas, and they show it to the client, and the client's like, oh, no, that's not what I was expecting, because a lot of times a client comes into it with a mindset already, like what they expect their commercial to be or their ad to be. But
yeah.
What I find really interesting, and you guys can tell us this, but, I mean, if I was in this business, right, and I wanted to push the envelope, today you can go ahead and make up your own ad, you know, just, you know, for some fake company or whatever. You can go ahead and create it and then put it out there on the web.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to be for anything specific, but just to get out what you're doing, right? And then
right.
people will see that and say, wow, I like the way these guys think. Let me give them a call. Does that happen?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Speculative work, as we call it, or spec.
Okay.
A lot of times people will try to build their portfolio with creative ideas like that. And today, I mean, think about it. When I first got into business, we would shoot commercials on 35-millimeter film. So that's an expensive endeavor. You need a camera crew. You need to hire a professional, you know, a director, a studio. The film was expensive. Today, you can shoot that. I mean, literally, they could shoot it on an iPhone 7 if they wanted to. But, you know, I wouldn't recommend that all the time. But, you know, video cameras are very affordable. So the technology has made equipment a lot more affordable. It's made, you know, art directors and creative directors in the business a lot more versatile in that they learn how to use video cameras and how to do editing in iMovie and Pro Tools. So literally you have a studio in your small little office on your laptop and with a small video camera. So that has enabled people to go out and shoot what you just mentioned, a made-up TV spot or video for a product that they can showcase their creative ideas much more affordably.
Wow. Hey, Joe.
Right.
Yes?
We need to take a station break real quick.
Yes, we do. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we're talking about creative marketing, TV, radio, print. We're talking with two experts in the field from Dean Creative, and you can find out more at deancreative.com. We're going to continue to talk with Peggy and Brian, but we'd love to have your comments or questions. If you have an idea, if you have an experience with advertising, we'd love to hear it. If you're listening live, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That number again, area code 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And Jackie, we're back.
All right, so I have, just because I'm such a grammar nut, Peggy, is it Dean Creative Marketing Communications, Dean Creative Marketing Communications, or Dean Creative Marketing Communications?
Well, I guess our company's name is Dean Creative, so that's the company's name, but a lot of people don't exactly know what creative means, maybe, or, you know, in the sense of advertising and marketing. So we kind of throw the little descriptor on there, marketing communications, when we describe ourselves, or, you know, our Facebook page is called Dean Creative hyphen, you know, marketing communications, just again, to get the sort of branding out there of who we are. Yeah, but I'm also a very big grammar nerd, so that's why I share that with you.
Yeah, when I was writing up the guest intro, I kept going over it. Is it Dean Creative? marketing, communicate. And then I thought I missed the ampersand. I was like, wait a minute, is there between marketing and communications, is there supposed to be anything? I was like, whoa, what am I? Anyway, so, okay, thank you for explaining that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now that we've gotten past that, thank God.
Yes, yes, yes.
We've talked a lot about the general market out there. We've talked a lot about, sort of the environment that companies find themselves in when they're trying to raise above the noise and get their message out there. Now we want to talk about how Dean Creative actually operates. You're described on your website kind of as a virtual agency. Brian, tell me what that means.
Right. So I mentioned a little bit earlier how I partnered up with some of the people I trusted and respected the most in the business who had gone freelance themselves. So if I find a client and they need, let's say they need an entire new brand identity, they need a logo, tagline, a marketing kit, perhaps a website, and maybe even a video for their web or to post on YouTube. You know, as a creative director, my background is writing. So I can put together a team of people from my stable of old colleagues that I trust and know, and I know that they can deliver. I know that they're gonna bust their butts to do a great job, and that they're really talented. So right now, I have a couple of graphic designers that I've worked with. One is in Austin, Texas. Another one is in Pittsburgh. I have a videographer and a photographer here in LA who came from the DC area. I kind of enticed them to move out here, so we partner with him on occasion. I have print brokers that I've dealt with to get the best price if we need to print, 5,000 marketing kits for a new client. So I kind of call it a virtual agency in that it's the same kind of talented people that used to work in a big agency under one roof, but now we're scattered. Maybe we're in different cities. And I put these teams together and, based on the client's needs, really. If I need really edgy graphic design, I know to go to my one partner. If I need something very elegant and feminine and soft and targeting women, I got this great designer in Pittsburgh I can go to. She's just fabulous and very elegant. So really, you just put teams together based on what the client needs, with the talent that they need, and what kind of media you're working on. And the web developer I work with in Orange County, so he does some of the a lot of the technical and back end stuff and hosting. So that's kind of what it is, really, just putting the pieces of the puzzle together for each particular client based on what they need, what the tone is, what the feel is, and what kind of experience they need.
Right. Each individual sort of comfortable in their own skin doing the thing that they do, whether it's hosting and web design and development or graphics or videography, but being pulled together. It sounds an awful lot like a movie.
Yeah, exactly. We're exactly when you pull together your A team, if you will, of people who you can trust, who can assemble and work well together. And not everybody I've ever pulled together has been able to work perfectly well together. And you take that into consideration. So it's a lot of fun. It's an adventurous way to work, but I've kind of eliminated the big building and
All the overhead that most
agencies have to deal with, employees and benefit plans and things like that. Everybody I hire is 1099. So and then vice versa. A lot of times my designers will hire me to write their website, spearhead some social media, or write a video script. So it works both ways, really. We're very fluid that way.
Well, I mean, I think that we're discussing Dean Creative, the company, but we're also discussing the general sort of economy at the same time, because a lot of businesses are going this way, whether it's, you think about Uber and Lyft in transportation, and you think about this is just the tip of the iceberg. of economies within economies within economies that are breaking apart, and they're coming back together and reforming in more efficient ways.
Yeah.
And this is a good thing.
That's a great
right?
way to put it.
This is a good thing.
That's a great way to put it.
We're seeing this in lots of ways.
Yeah, I was going to say, 17 years ago when I kind of went on my own, I pretty much had a laptop and a cell phone and working out of my apartment. And a lot of people thought I was kind of weird, don't you have a landline? Well, no. Why do you need a landline? I'm on the move. I'm going to be in a coffee shop. I'm going to be moving. I'm going to go away for the weekend, but I'll take my laptop and do some work on the road. The funny thing is, that's part of the I don't want to say drawback, but it just goes with the territory of being entrepreneurial and having this virtual agency model. You're working with other people in different time zones, so you have to. I would have to work at night sometimes. Much to Peggy's chagrin, I actually worked about 3 to 4 hours a day on our honeymoon in Maui, and she helped me. We both were spearheading this client in D.C. It's a theater company called Cena Theater, and it's an international theater company. They do incredible work on both continents, both Europe and here in the U.S., and they tour a lot. And, talk about a moving target. This client is just so dynamic and prolific with the work they produce, and we have to keep up. So they had a play opening in D.C. that they were going to later tour over to Prague. And we had to get all the marketing materials together, but we were delayed getting all the creative done before we left for our honeymoon. Just things were out of our control, licensing agreements and budgets and so forth. So by the time we left for our honeymoon, we pretty much had to jump straight in with both feet and crank on all the creative marketing materials. A web video to promote the play, like a video trailer. So that was one drawback of our honeymoon, and it's one drawback of having this new model of working, being nimble and virtual and working with people in other time zones. But what the heck, we got the work done. It was great. They had great ticket sales, so we were proud of it.
Right.
That's funny. That's a word I always use, Joe, whenever I describe what we do here on the South Bay Show. Nimble. Nimble, nimble, nimble. We can do
nimble.
We can do whatever we want, because we're very nimble. We're not a big corporation with all these people we have to go through to get approval to do this and that. People come to us and they say, hey, can you do this? Yeah, we can do it. Yeah, nimble. I love that word.
Right. I love talking about big ideas, Brian and Peggy, and one of the big ideas is, these huge organizations have to learn how to be more nimble. We love that word. Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey, 146 years, 146 years, the greatest show on earth. What a tagline. The greatest show on earth. And they're ending their run. Second to last show was in Uniondale, New York. But the bottom line is they're not ending the circus. I mean, Cirque du Soleil is reporting record profits. And so there is obviously a space for different kinds of attractions. Now, these kinds of attractions with acrobats and animals and elephants, that's perhaps that's taken its run and that may be over. But there are going to be Cirque du Soleil's and every other kind of combination going forward, and they're going to be very profitable and they're going to be very successful. And we can't wait to see them. And the same thing's happening in advertising, and Dean Creative is at the nexus of this trend. What do you see? We'll start with you, Peggy. What do you see as the future of Dean Creative? Where do you guys go from here? Can you do a movie? Can you do a commercial, certainly, I know, but what about a movie?
Gosh, I think we could handle it, especially, I think I talked a little bit about my literary and theater background, and Brian also has a theater background, and so we certainly have the passion and the creativity for that, and we could write the script and assemble the team. I guess we just need somebody with the budget to fund it.
Sure.
But we would take that challenge on.
It'd be
well,
fun to make
I mean,
a movie
I think,
about what we're doing. What we're doing in,
yeah.
in marketing and advertising. That would be all really fun. I love, you know, you mentioned earlier, before, the TV shows and movies about advertising. And I think it's a fascinating subject for people because they get to peek behind the curtain and look at the Wizard of Oz creating the ideas and being kooky and being vulnerable. It's not all that glitters and so forth and on the television, but yeah, who knows? You just maybe gave us a really great idea there.
There you go. You're going to make a documentary film about advertising. I like it. Get some butt cracks
right.
in there.
Right.
Would you guys volunteer?
No,
to be in the?
No. I'm just the idea person. Anyway,
yeah.
Joe,
okay.
we've got Bobby Christian on the line to tell us about stuff.
Bobby Christian, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. Bobby, what's going on around town?
Well, of course, this weekend's Memorial Day weekend, so we've got a lot of special events taking place around Redondo Beach for that. Let me get to the most important events first, though. This afternoon, there is a mixer and a new member orientation, both at the Redondo Beach Hotel. The mixer begins right after the orientation. The orientation begins at 4 p.m., and then the mixer begins at 5:30 p.m. Make sure you register in advance for these. You can contact Nancy or Cheryl to do so, and they're going to be at the Redondo Beach Hotel again this afternoon. And then tomorrow, we're very excited to announce the ribbon cutting for Homewood Suites in Redondo Beach. That's going to take place at 3 o'clock tomorrow night at the new location on Marine Avenue, which is in North Redondo Beach. So welcome to the family, Homewood Suites of Redondo Beach. Can't wait to explore your new property. This weekend, like I said, is Memorial Day weekend. So first off, Shade is putting on a great promotion. It's up to 20% off their regular rate and includes complimentary valet, a pool party, skip the line, VIP access for up to 4 people, and a Monday night rate of $99 for May 29th. So check that out on Shade Hotel RB, Redondo Beach, or on visitredondo.com. Also, this is the last weekend to take advantage of the Chamber's buy two nights, get a third night free promotion for hotel stays. So what we're saying is, why don't you make Memorial Day a true three-day weekend? Get out of your house and stay in one of these awesome properties that's putting up a third night for free just for staying for two other nights. And then on Monday is, of course, the official Memorial Day service put on by the Elks, and that's going to take place at Veterans Park at 1 p.m. There's a speech given by the Elks. There's a keynote speaker, and then following that, there's going to be a barbecue, which is free for any veterans, members of the military, police officers, and firefighters, and $5 for everybody else. So that's what's going on this weekend.
Wow. It is a good weekend.
I think I'm going to ride my bike down to the mixer tonight.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. I'm going to be there. I'll see you there.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bobby. And, you know, do you find, Bobby, when you think about what you do and at the chamber, do you find that people tell you it's much, much different than it was 5-10 years ago in terms of the tools that you use and the social media and all that? What do people say?
I get that. I get that a lot. I get that from people talking about Redondo Beach Chamber, but also I was just at PRSA over the last couple of days, and just the industry's changed so much in the last 2 years. And looking forward in the next 2 years, it's going to be completely different. So I mean, it's great that people recognize in Redondo Beach that all the adjustments that we've been making in the last 2 to 3 years, we've really made a lot of adjustments in the way we market. But the industry as a whole is just moving so swiftly right now. It's a full-time job just to keep up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Bobby Christian.
Thank you.
Bye, Bobby.
When you think of... Yes.
Oh, I just wanted to say, because we only have 10 minutes left, we haven't gotten to the most important thing yet. I want to... I'd love to hear about exactly what types of services Dean Creative offers, and how they can service our local businesses.
Sure. Well, we pretty much work in every media possible. We develop websites and video, video is all the king now on the web. Integrating video into your website and having a YouTube presence and sharing them, smaller clips or versions of your videos on social media, Facebook, pretty becoming very vital nowadays. So we have a lot of experience with creating video, writing scripts, developing websites. Obviously, the early parts of both of our careers were grounded in print, traditional media, developing marketing kits for a client that sales literature, leave behind, even a small, one-fold brochure, something you can hand to somebody, because I don't think that is ever going to go away when you have a meeting with somebody and they say, oh, give me something that I can show my boss. Give me a leave behind. So obviously some of those are electronic too. We'll reformat a leave behind piece for a PDF that's emailable. So these are a lot of the materials that we can develop for clients. And as I mentioned, we're both writers at heart. That's the root of our talent and our early parts of our career. So messaging is very vital and critical. And I think nowadays with quick communication, the emphasis is on the visual, and I think a lot of people, marketing and collateral materials and their websites are really falling flat in terms of the messages. Mm-hmm. Messages are not resonating with customers because people don't have a lot of time. It has to be concise, creative, and that's what we do. That's what our expertise is. We also write taglines. That's one of the things that we're really great at. I've written 6 tagline projects so far this year, and Peggy, I think, 3. So it's been a lot of what we do is just, what is a tagline? It's the essence of your brand. It's what you hang your hat on. It's your promise to your customer, and it should entail a benefit. So that's a lot of what we do is just streamlining messaging for our clients, whether you're a small business or whether you're a 50 to 100-person company. We've worked on businesses, their marketing of every size. So pretty much that's what we do. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Right. And I have Peggy? To ask Peggy, this process, working with your spouse, never getting away from the office. The office follows you everywhere. It follows you into the kitchen, into the bathroom. The office is there, always there. What is that like?
Well, yeah, it is kind of hard to shut things off, but I think as a creative person, it's hard to shut things off anyway. You get inspired, by little things here and there. So I guess, we kind of just roll with it and, we have separate offices within our home, or we can collaborate when we need to, which 2 heads are better than 1 a lot of the time, right? So it's kind of good for us both to go off on our own, come up with ideas and then meet, go over them and kind of, play off each other and, see who has the best idea or, see if our ideas, spark something else. But yeah, it is tricky. But I, the more people I talk to, it just seems like everyone's job is like that nowadays. Even people who go to offices, they're expected to be on call when they get home or answer emails late at night or, you know, be on a conference call maybe on the weekend. So I think that's the nature of our business, but also just how things are. And, you know, we do take time to get away, though, and try to unplug. And, okay, well, you know, we were just up in Santa Barbara area wine country for a long weekend. And, you know, we bring one laptop and both phones and then, you know, say, okay, in the morning over coffee, we'll go over emails, we'll check in. And then maybe at one point, you know, before dinner, we'll check in again. And we try to, you know, handle it that way and then otherwise just be unplugged. And, yeah, so
That's the nature. That's the nature of being an entrepreneur. It's your baby. It's your baby, so you're never 100% disconnected from it. It's your baby. You don't want to be disconnected from it. But I have to tell you, I have a great ability. I don't know where it came from, but I spend all day every day writing up. I don't know if either of you are familiar with my website, but it's a calendar of events of everything that's going on in the South Bay. And so I spend all day every day getting press releases and stuff and writing up these little posts for each of these events and everything. And then the weekend rolls around and my husband's like, so what do you want to do this week? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, but you're South Bay already. I'm like, I don't know. I put it all out of my head. Once it's down on paper and up on the site, I promptly forget it. I think that's a great skill set.
That's
a talent. It is a talent. I hear that every weekend. But you're South Bay by Jackie. Why don't you know what don't you know what you want to do? I'm like, yeah.
That's funny.
Whereas I wake up in the middle of the night in a panic, realizing I didn't even send that one last email to a client.
If I knew the special sauce, I'd share it with you. But anyway, listen, so give us contact information. How can people get in touch with you? Give us websites, phone numbers, whatever kind of contact information you want to give out.
Sure. If anybody has any questions or just we're even willing to offer a free consultation to meet with small businesses and help them get back on track in terms of their messaging and their marketing. You can always check out our portfolio at deancreative.com, or you could drop either of us an email. It would be Brian with an I, B-R-I-A-N, at dean, D-E-A-N, creative.com, or Peggy at deancreative.com. And we'd be happy to connect with our neighbors and any of the businesses in the South Bay and beyond.
Right.
All right, fantastic. Everybody. And Dean Creative.
Yeah, and just to clarify, it's Dean with a D as in David. I've been on the phone with people sometimes and they're like, oh, Bean, like B-E-A-N. And I'm like, no.
Right.
Dean Martin. Yes. Yeah. Okay. DeanCreative.com. And you're located here in the South Bay, which I love. You know, I love having that local, you know, it's local. It's here. You're here. It's good.
Right.
And we're happy
you guys
to be
have
here.
You have an amazing breadth and depth of services that you can provide. And people do not have to leave the South Bay to get these kinds of services. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the last thing we want to do. Last thing we want to do is get on the freeway.
Absolutely. No freeways. It's been a wonderful hour. Now, so Peggy, what have we not talked about that Dean Creative does? Is there anything under the sun that we've talked about that Dean Creative does?
I guess a specialty of mine that I offer to quite a few clients is just basic writing services as well. And so I have a couple larger clients who, you know, they don't want to hire someone in-house, so they use me they have a 60-page, you know, report date. And you know, they're the big idea thinker people, but they may not be the nitty-gritty grammar people or punctuation or does this make sense, does it flow. So I can do that for them. And, you know, again, I do it from you know, the comforts of my home office and email it back to them, and they're happy with it.
Right.
So even something as simple as that, just writing me. Yeah.
Right.
So
because
some companies may not need advertising or marketing, but they need help with their writing. So I geek out on it, and I love it. So
we need to hang out, Peggy. We need to hang out.
I know.
And another footnote to what Peggy just said, you know, sometimes you don't need to reinvent the wheel. You need to copy edit your existing website to streamline the information,
right,
to make sure it's clear, to make sure the benefits are there. You know, that's a lot of what we can do.
Right.
Like a ninja, we'll jump in and do a little more efficient job for clients. So,
That's why it's called Dean Creative. Thank you so much, Brian and Peggy Dean. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
This is such a pleasure. We had a blast.
All right. Fantastic. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
And if you hear the screams on social media, that's just Jackie flipping a plane. That's all. She's just doing a barrel roll. That's all. Thank you very much, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.